what is your take when the London was applying for the 2012? They emphasize on the keywords like fun and creativity and things like that, and also they want to leave kind of a legacy that, you know, that is for the youth around the world. What people can expect by the time of 2012 that we can see? What kind of a fun, what kind of a creativity, what kind of a legacy by the end, by the time when the games?
I think we want to think of ourselves as one of the creative centers of the world, and those countries that are creative and have talent, ingenuity, are inventive and innovative are going to be the successful countries in the future. I know China is a very innovative country, so too is Britain. But I think the emphasis on legacy is about how you don't just have an Olympic for a few days, that something lives on after that. And I think there's two things that we want to achieve. One is the regeneration of a part of London that has been in need of regeneration. So a lot of our expenditure will be on building anew for the next generation, houses as well as sports and other facilities. And then we want a legacy for the rest of the world. We want to help young people in every part of the world benefit from not just sport but from education. And one of the projects that we're involved in is encouraging young people who don't go to school to go to school in some countries in the world where there is not universal education. China has achieved it, but there are many countries where a lot of children don't go to school, and we want to work with these countries using sport as the medium by which we do it, so that we can encourage more young people to get the benefit of not just sport but of education in the years to come. So our legacy for the world is that sport becomes the means by which more young people have opportunities than ever before.